feel good. I knew that I would not.
To have you. And now I want your doctor to talk about all of her credentials. She's an author. She has written. She's a con in the Ayurveda way of healing. And she's an educator. She is so many things that we could go on and on. But let's talk about you and how you come with Ayurveda and what is Ayurveda.
Okay. Yeah. Ayurveda is actually, I would say that it's a holistic ancient perception, you know, passed on by the sages of India. It is with us from thousands of years, say about 5,000 years, with the virtues of natural wellness since times immemorial, actually. Ayurveda is basically a science of life.
Yes.
It is derived from the words in itself, Ayush and Veda. So Ayush is, and Veda is science. So when you combine both these words, this is the science of life.
It is the science of life, and it's been going on for 5,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all, 5,000?
It would be more than that, but that is like we can think of that. It is with us since thousands of years, and the knowledge that has.
And it goes down from one generation to another.
Yeah, and the knowledge that they have actually with us from that time, it is actually, we find it is coming true even today, because it is a blissful health management in itself, and it is the purest form of healing. That's what I keep telling my patients and other people, because an individual is made to find complete relief from his ailments, and at the same time, it is ensured that no other ailment arises because of Ayurveda treatment and management. So that is right. The basics of Ayurveda therapy. Yeah.
And tell us about the three doshas.
Okay. Actually, the doshas is the, I have actually authored five books, and two of my books, one is Healing Through Ayurveda, and the my latest one that has come up, that's Healthy Living Through Dosha Healing. So doshas, we are all made of the five elements.
The five elements.
Yeah, the basic building blocks in each of us. That is Akash, or the ether, that is the sky. And Vayu, that's the air element. Mm-hmm. Then the heat element. Then the Jal is the water. And Prithvi is the earth element. We are all made up of these five elements. But these elements would not be in the same proportion of each one of us. You know, when these two elements, that is Akash, that is the sky and air element, they combine together, they form the Vata type of personalities. That's the Vata Dosha.
Oh, the water.
And And the heat or the fire, it makes up the Pitta Dosha, the Pitta personalities. And the water and earth elements, they combine together and make the Kapha. These are the three doshas, Vata, Pitta and Kapha. These are present in each of us, in all our bodies, all the three elements are present. And Vata would take care of all the body movements, basically. Pitta would be taking care of the metabolism and the heat related in the body. And Kapha Dosha is what makes the body structure. But then these are the three doshas. Define basic, you know, mind, body, personality is all the our basic constitutions, the principles that form mind and body. These are the three doshas.
The three doshas, mind and body. And
yeah.
I'm very, very much aware of that, because in the Chinese, that is very similar to me with the energy of the body. And so that is really like the qi. And that's what they call it in Chinese. But in Ayurveda, it is so very similar. So it's the Vata and the Kapha, and the other one is...
It's Pitta.
Is Pitta. 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 Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So these forms of...
Read about it many times. And it is so fascinating, because when you combine all of that, some people have a little bit of both. Is that correct?
Most of the people are actually mixed personalities. They would have both the doshas. Either you could have a Vata Pitta or Pitta Kapha or Vata Kapha. very rarely all the three doshas would be there. And but even then, there is a one of the three doshas are dominant in either of our personalities. Either we can be a vata type of a person, or a pitta type, or a kapha type. Even then, even though we have both the personalities these are doshas of the body humors or the body mind body energies that we call. But we should understand that what is our which is dominant in our physical body as well as in our mind constitution.
Which is the dominant one?
Yeah. So either we can be a vata type of a person, or a pitta type, or a kapha type, and then Ayurveda of course suggests, because you have to, first of all, you have to identify to which dosha you belong, or which is the dosha that is making up your type, your constitution type, or the personality type, to understand that why you are so. You can understand it so well, because the vata type is so erratic, and it will, you know, naturally make a vata person very erratic. His mind would be not very stable kind of person. He would jump to conclusions and multiple ideas very soon. That is a vata person.
And that is the vata, even, huh?
Yeah, that's the vata.
That's the vata. Okay.
Mindly. And the bodily features would be, of course, like, because vata is erratic. It is not a stable dosha. So that is why his digestion is not very stable. Then vata is causing dryness, and the skin is dry, and the joint pains could be there.
Mm-hmm.
More often in case of vata types and vata personality. Pitta is fire, so in case of pitta, the heat element would be more in there. So if heat element is more in the brain, in the mind, so the person would be angry very soon. He would be very judgmental. And physically also, he would feel a lot of heat, and heat-related ailments like skin problems would be there, and acidity and hypertension. These ailments are common in the pitta types.
Okay. And what type is that, Dr. Sonalka? What type is that?
That is the pitta type, the fire personality, I've just told you. And the third type is kapha. Kapha is slow and steady because, it is made of the elements, that is earth and water. So they are very slow and in the structure. So these people, they would gain weight very easily. The obese kinds, like, they very easily, they could go into the category of getting obesity. And they are very in their mind also. They slowly understand things, and they will stick to their decisions. And in the physical body, they would have the problems like, these nasal congestion and the sinusitis and gaining obesity and diabetes. These kind of problems are common with them. So Ayurveda tells us that alone vata could cause 80 type of ailments in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
Alone kapha could cause 20 types, and a pitta dosha could cause 40 type of ailments. So Ayurveda categorizes these ailments also according to your own personality.
I found out that I took the test also. I found out that I was more of a kappa with pita leanings. That really suits me very, very well, the kappa.
Yeah, then you can actually buy your diet as well as lifestyle according to the dosha that is dominating your system. So that is quite an added advantage, because Ayurveda is a preventive therapy. We believe in keeping away the ailment than giving extra medicine and causing some other extra effects for the body. So prevention is number one, and if you can prevent it by the proper diet and proper lifestyle, I will just tell you, in your case, as you are saying that you are a kapha person. There are six tastes that have to be included in everyday diet. The salty, sour, pungent, astringent, and bitter. These are the six tastes we need to include every day in our diet. But the kapha person, his kapha would be aggravated with the tastes that are sweet, sour, and salty. The first three tastes I told you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to use these tastes in your body, in your everyday diet, and you have to increase the other three tastes, that are the pungent, bitter, and astringent taste, and this will help to keep your kapha balanced.
Yes. And that's what we all want to do, is to keep the balance, the yin and yang balance of that. And since in your books, in your latest book, or one of the books that you have written, is Herbal Healers.
Yeah, Herbal Healers is my first book,
Tell us a little bit about that book.
Okay. Herbal Healers was my first book that came in 2005. The main words of my book, I would say, is that if diets are wrong, medicines are of no use. But it's a right, medicines are of no need. That is a saying coming up to us from classic 500 BC. And that is the main theme of my book, The Herbal Healers. And I'm trying to tell in that book that ailments can be cured as well as prevented without gulping down so many of synthetic medicines or any kind of medicines. Just the simple use of herbs, they can help you so much, because they can strengthen your immune system. They can help you get rid of the seasonal maladies. And as natural supplements, because they are wonderful medicinal supplements for us. The natural herbs that are existing in nature and in your kitchen gardens or in your kitchen itself. So this book, I have tried actually to put the information about these herbs and the natural kitchen and shelf condiments, and so that the person is able to decide. Because before taking up to some other medical options, like taking up more of medicines or going for surgery, so why not take up these simple herbs in your diet and include them in your diet as a medicine and get rid of those problems.
Absolutely. And where can they get the book if people are interested?
My books are available at Amazon. All of my books are available at Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
They can get it on Amazon. They can also go up to your website.
Yeah. At my website, it is www.drsonikakrishnan.com.
Okay. And there it tells all about you, too. And it tells all about what you do and how you have been this educator, this Ayurvedic consultant, and the speaker about Ayurveda, which is so very important for people to learn now. There are so many modalities out. I always like to combine the Ayurvedic with the Chinese, as well as the American Indian herbs, too. When I do my work, I like to combine everything. Now, there are such things as oiling of the body, which is very prominent in the Ayurvedic culture. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oiling of the body is the massage therapy that is very common and very prevalent with Ayurveda. Actually, there's as medically, so as to heal a patient, we suggest Panchakarma. Panchakarma are the five modes of treatments. Yeah, Panchakarma is actually one of the backbone of Ayurveda therapy.
And for our American audience, we need to repeat that word, which is part karma, right?
This is called Panchakarma. Panch means five. Karma means actions. So by the five actions, the toxins are removed from the body. This is actually, I will just tell you a briefing about all these five activities, because these are related to the massages that you were just asking me about. Massage therapy, because when we are going into curative, because I just told you, when you're giving herbs and these natural remedies to a person, in that case, the ailment, if the ailment is not enlarged to that extent that it is interfering with the system of a person, that time you will find a good healing process with the use of natural ingredients and herbs that we give in Ayurveda. But when a patient comes to an Ayurveda doctor, we would suggest that he go in first for Panchakarma. Panchakarma is the process of five basic activities that are performed. The number one is vamana, or the vomiting. We have to throw out the toxins that is accumulated. That is the, we call it ama. That is the undigested food or undigested toxic matter that is accumulated in the body. So that has to be first moved from the body, and only then these herbs and these natural therapies on the human body. So the first part is the pancharma is vamana, that is vomiting. The medicines are given so that a person is made in the supervision of a doctor and the Ayurveda therapists. All these Ayurveda centers with wonderful technicians with them. The toxins are removed from the body by the process of vomiting. That is the from the upper part of the body, from the epigastric region or the upper part of the chest region. The toxins are removed this way. And then specifically for the kapha is removed through vamana. That is the vomiting process. Then second is purgatives are given. That removes the pitta from the system very nicely. When the doshas are removed, they have to be brought back. And the system of bringing them to balance is through panchakarma itself. So the purgative given and the through this system, the pitta is also coming back to balance and the toxins are removed. Third is, we call it nasya or shiravarechana. In this, the medicine is induced in the as nasal drops, the ENT problems. These are called the nasal air hinds actually. The head and neck region problems, they come out, these toxins, they come out from the body through this system. And the fourth and fifth, these are the enemas. Enemas is for the vata, specifically for the vata, because vata is the biggest dosha that is causing 80 types of problems, and that is a very erratic dosha that could cause instability in the pitta as well as the kapha dosha. So vata has to be brought in balance, and the best therapy that we would suggest is the enemas therapies. Enemas, two types of enemas are given, that is the anuvasanvasti and niruhanvasti. Additional enemas are given and the oil enemas are given. How the entire toxins are removed from the body, and along with them there are so many massages, many kinds of massage therapies are given. The vata suppressing oils would be used for these, like Mahanarayana Tela, that is one of the vata suppressing oils that help to balance the vata, the aggravated vata in the system. And the massage is given, the entire body massage, or it can be the massage in the foot region and region. Then there, then we would suggest these steam therapies also, because massage and steam, they help to loosen the stuck doshas, the aggravated and the imbalanced doshas in the body. These get to be stuck, and then these have to be removed from the body, making them softer, and it's easier for them to be removed.
That is actually the very first step everyone should be taking, to remove all those toxins and all those poisons. And I always mention that all the time. Now, what kind of oils do they use? Do you have some special oils that are massaged into the body to release all of these toxins?
There are specific oils that we would be using. Oils, they are mentioned telams in Ayurveda. And specific oil, because vata is... Vata dosha, that is present in the skin actually. So
when it's present in skin.
Otherwise in the body it is present in the lower extremities, in the arms, in the legs. But then again, if we have to balance the dosha, the best is massage. Massage therapy, and most of our oils would be massage these vata suppressing oils. That is. They would have sesame seed or the tilam, that is recalled, sesame seeds, and the mustard oils also we would use. But in case more, we want to use any cooling oils and soothing oils, that types we can use an oil called, one of the oils is Ela Adi Telam, that is wonderful oil, general massage, and that is made of small cardamom. And then coconut oils also we use as massage oils. Mm-hmm. And the best would be, of course, sesame seed oil that we would recommend. Because vata, these three doshas, these are called doshas because they don't be stable in the body. Either they are aggravated or they are vitiated by some causing imbalance. So if we have to bring them back to balance, best way to bring vata back to balance is through oil, giving it the oil therapy. So best way to bring pitta back balance is giving it ghee, giving the person ghee, and the, for the local application as well as Himalayan tea. Same for bring back kapha person back to balance would be giving the person honey. More of a, honey is given in his diet as well as along with the medicines.
That sounds fascinating. And I'm sure that people are going to be very interested in contacting an Ayurvedic practitioner wherever part of the world they live in. So then understand and go through some of these procedures, which would be extremely helpful, especially when they've been to regular medical doctors and they haven't received the response and the results that are they feel that they need it. So this is very, very fascinating. And I think we should have some more of you on this show. But again, I want to talk about your book, The Herbal Healers, and where people can get that.
So, my book, Herbal Healers, is available with me over here in India. And of course, I can send it to them. It is available at Amazon by the name Herbal Healing Through Ayurveda. This one book, Healing Through Ayurveda. Second one is Healing Through Ayurveda, Herbs in Your Kitchen Garden. So that is the remake. Again, of Herbal Healers only, that is available at Amazon. And with that book, they will understand about, because I've added, I've actually added the part of dosha healing also, because which herb is affecting which dosha and how it is getting aggravated and how it can be restored back to balance. That is the part I have added in that.
And that's what it's all about, how to get back in balance. And it actually can be bought on Amazon. Can it be also bought on your website?
Yeah, surely. It can be bought from my website. They can directly send me an email also according to the orders.
Okay, and your website tells all about you and what you do. And give that out again.
Okay, yeah, that is www.drsonikakrishnan.com. I'll spell the name DR. Yeah, www.drsonikakrishnan.com.
Well, I'm sure people are very fascinated about this whole Ayurvedic culture and how they can learn more about it. And so we are going to have you on a little bit more to discuss this, because this is such a fascinating subject that most people in the world may not have heard about, especially the American audience. They are still learning about all of these wonderful modalities and therapies that we need to have in our cabinets to learn more about what we can do and how we can help ourselves. Because sometimes one therapy doesn't really work. And when you work in Ayurvedic therapy, that may just do the trick. That might just do the job that you need to learn more about and how to work with those type of therapies, so that people will be more enhanced, they will live a better life, and be very comfortable in their skin because of what they have learned.
Yes.
So this is very, very important information, because it really isn't out there as much as it could be. And so that's what you are, one of the people that need to be out there and talk about it more, talk about the books. And you've written several books. The Herbal Healer book, which you have written in 2005, but the other books that you've written.
My latest book is actually for global audience. That is Healing Through Dosha Healing. So I tried to make it into story manner, and it is very easy to understand. You know, you can identify that the personality you are, either you're a Vata type or a Pitta type and a Kapha type, and then what kind of a lifestyle and what kind of a diet pattern you need to follow to overcome your problem, as well as a preventive therapy, that how you can keep yourself fit and fine without taking extra supplements or extra medicines. And with diet and lifestyle itself, you can, if you can take care of your dosha, you can be completely well and fine throughout your life.
And when they learn about what dosha they are, then they can combine that with the other therapies that are in book, so that they can learn about their lifestyle, what kind of foods to eat, and what kind of nutritionals and Ayurvedic botanicals that they can use for a healing situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And all of your books are on Amazon.
On Amazon, and this one, the latest book, that is Healthy Living Through Dosha Healing, that is available at Barnes & Noble also. And of course,
Barnes
in India, Flipkart also. Yeah.
Okay. And name that book again, but go very slow when you're naming it.
Okay, I'll make that. That is Healthy Living.
Healthy Living.
Dosha Healing.
Healthy Living to Dosha Healing. Okay.
Yeah, Ayurveda. Yeah.
Healthy Living to Dosha Healing.
Yes.
Ayurveda, right?
Yeah. That has come up with Partridge. The publishers are Partridge. That is a Penguin company only. It is available at Amazon, it is available at Barnes & Noble, and it is available at Flipkart in India, and of course with me also, at my website.
I would love to have a book, any chance, send me one.
Yeah, surely.
Okay. When we're off the air, I'll give you my address. And
okay.
Because I would like to have you on the show several more times to talk about some of the books and what's in the books to be explained. So we will do that. And that is just so fascinating.
It is a privilege to be with you on the show and to be talking to you in person.
Yes, it is really nice to be talking to you in person. Absolutely. And we've been corresponding a little bit here and there on email. And
yeah.
That's actually how I found you. And you're one of the few. Actually, when you're practicing the art of Ayurveda, you are in India. And you come from that culture. That is so important. Because people want to know, where are you from? What have you done? What are all the things that you represent, and you certainly represent that culture.
Yeah, that gives you an authentic appearance for your work, definitely.
Yes. Well, if it's a pleasure. That's the horn telling me that we've got to go, but it's been such a pleasure, and I will talk to you when we're off the air. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope we... a learning experience today, and have a great week. Much blessings to everyone, and we'll talk next week.